It was something like an inside force that was pushing me to play, even though a lot of people were against it.
So as a young woman back then, how were you received when you decided that you were going to be a mbira player?
There was a clinic for mentally disturbed people. They could have dragged me into that clinic. They thought I had lost my mind, everybody.
Why were they thinking that?
I don't know. Because, you know, there was no mbira where I grew up. I had heard the mbira from people who were invited from another region. They had come to play mbira for my mother's great-grandfather who was talking through her. And then after 2 years, I started to hear the mbira afresh. So I think they were reacting like that because for them it was for men to play mbira, not for women. Not for women.
So what song sticks out to you the most that you played when you started playing?
The song that I started to record was not from my own thinking that I want to record this song. I was watching football, and then I heard a very huge voice from the eastern side, and it told me that, please record that song of yours, Kasawa, urgently. It is needed by the soul of the earth and the bones of the people. I went out and I met a guy, his name was Pamizi Benura. He was a solo guitarist. So he took me to see the good company, and straight away I went with my mbira. But it did not work as expected because the producer asked me, how can I help you? And I said, I've come to record a song that is needed urgently by the soul of the earth and the bones of the people. Oh, I made him laugh. I made him laugh.
So what did you do then?
He said, what is that? Do you have a demo of that song? And I asked him, what is a demo? And he said, so, you don't know what a demo is, so don't waste my time, please. Next. I was leaving. He said, but leave your address. So I left my address with him. And after 3 days, he came running and sweating and searching for me. So he said, please forget about what I did to you when you came. Please, let's go and record. And, you know, see, after less than a week, every program started with that song, Kasawa. It was in 1974. Everything in the radio, every program started with Kasawa. And during those days, in the pubs, there were jukeboxes, if you know jukeboxes. So everyone was just pressing on Kasawa. Then it became so much for me, too much for me. And I packed my things and I went back to the countryside to my mother. And my mother said, what has happened to you? You look like you have shifted from Harare. And I said, I cannot live here anymore. And she said, what happened? And I said, everybody knows me now. And she wanted to know what it caused it. And I said, I recorded that song, you know, I recorded that song, Kasawa. So now it's played everywhere. And now I'm known by people who I don't know. And it's very frightening, mother. So I didn't go back there. And she said, they like that song. It means they like that song. And I said, yes, they like it. And so she said, but you cannot run away from the people if they like your song. And then I said, okay, but it's not the only thing. And then she asked, what is the other thing? I said, the other thing is that they are calling me Stella, 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 if I'm a child. And then she said, that is your fault. That is your fault. Because you should have gave the name that you wanted people to call you. If you wrote that you are Stella, then they will ever call you Stella, Stella. So that's the rest. If you rest and go back to your friends and enjoy yourself there, and never mind even if a little girl or children call you Stella, Stella, just say, hi, hello.
So where did the name Ambuya Stella Chiweshe come from then?
Even being a society, in our bigger society, we respect every woman by calling her Ambuya. Yeah.